calling from Range Landscape. This is Marisa. Speaking up, may I help you?
Hey there, is Ray around?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff.
Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Can I help you?
Hey Ray, it's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Where?
Bank of Cardiff. It's a little weird to say over the phone, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm just calling here to touch base with you on an offer I sent out your way a couple weeks back. Looks like based off some financing you done over there with General Electric back in 2014. Does this sound familiar?
Okay.
Alrighty, well, you're able to establish quite the relationship with them, and also you have a pretty good borrowing history, so we were able to get you pre-approved over here with us for some equipment and capital. Looks like about $250,000, so just wanted to touch base here and see how business was going for you.
So you're offering a credit line, is that what you're offering?
A little different than a credit line, similar because we approve you for the highest amount possible, but better because we based off of your sales, not off of your credit there, and also some equipment financing.
Off of you, my sales? What do you mean by sales?
Like your top line revenue. So like if you're bringing in, say for instance, $1 million a year.
How do you find that out?
Well, we require a little bit of information from you and see what we can do for you, but you have something in mind? You bring on a new project or something?
No, I'm just asking how you're getting all this information.
Oh, well, we work with D&B to identify potential qualified customers, really, and based off that relationship you had created over there with General Electric, you are an ideal client for us, so that's why I was reaching out here.
Okay. And how long where are you guys located?
We're actually out here in Southern California, so you guys are what, over in Colorado? So kind of neighbors over here on the West Coast.
Okay, and then how do you, is it for equipment only, is it for cash, is it for...
Both.
What's
so
that?
We offer a couple different programs, so like equipment financing, is anything equipment-wise, we can help you get financed there, but then if you were looking for a little extra cash on hand, that's where the working capital comes into play, and that's how I mentioned we... based off of your sales and can give you some cash on hand to use as you see fit, really, for your business.
And what kind of payback and interest rate is necessary?
Well, it depends on what you're looking at. If you're looking at equipment financing, you know, that's more like a traditional loan there, so kind of like
No, I'm looking at products that we bring in.
Okay, so you're looking more like capital then?
Yeah, what happens is we bring in product, so we purchase a lot of product in the spring.
Okay, you purchase a lot of product. Go ahead, what was your question?
So in other words, the product costs us X amount of dollars, the freight costs us X amount of dollars, and the labor costs us X amount of dollars. So, you know, if we say, like you said, say we use $250,000 of that credit line in order to... you know, bring in product in the spring, then what are the terms, what is the payback, and what's the interest, stuff like that.
Okay, so yeah, if you're looking at capital, then it really kind of depends on all what you look like on paper. We'd have to gather a few few other documents to see like how the current health of the business is and whatnot, kind of get a better understanding of how much you're making. But let me ask you this, how much are you bringing in a year, like top line revenue?
$3 to $5 million.
3 to 5. Okay, so like with that, for instance, we probably have no problem getting you anywhere from like $300,000 to maybe $350,000 for working capital. And what's your credit looking like? Maybe good, bad, somewhere in between?
I just bought 5 new pickups with no problem, just a signature.
Okay, well, you know, with what you're saying there, then you probably will be able to qualify for some of our best programs here, and, you know, it really all...
My Dun & Bradstreet rating is through the roof.
No, see, yeah, well...
8 out of a 10.
Yeah, that's exactly why I was calling you here, because, you know, based off... We do work with them to find people just as yourself and business owners that pay their bills on time and are, you know, looking good credit-wise. So that's why I was reaching out here, because we did have no problem really getting you that pre-approval for the $250K. But, you know, if you wanted to go a little bit more in depth and see what we could do, we'd require a little bit more information,
yeah,
really.
We'd be looking at it somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000.
Okay.
What kind of, and then, you know, but I mean, if we're looking at working capital and, you know, I want to know how it's taken out. I mean, is it set up through an account and then we just write checks on it? Is it through a card? Is it?
Okay, yeah. Well, with the way it works with us is we're able to approve you for like the highest amount possible, and you can kind of then choose what you want to take. So say for instance you did take, you know, around in between, you know, 300 and 500, we would give you that amount all up front to use as you see fit with whatever you need, like you said, materials.
So you would deposit that into my account, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, directly into your account. And then we offer, you know, daily, weekly, and monthly payments with terms ranging from anywhere to 3 months to 3 years, basically. So we can, you know, look there after we have a little bit more information. That's kind of where we decide what you qualify for.
What's your average percentage rate?
Well, usually it kind of starts anywhere around...
You know, a lot of companies that do this, but they're looking for 20 to 33%, and that's just not feasible. We don't need capital that bad. We're plenty comfortable.
Of course, I understand that.
If you're looking in the single digits to the low teens, then that'd be a different story. But you know,
yeah,
if we're looking at, you know, anything over, you know, 12 to 13%, then it's the end of the conversation. We don't need capital like that.
Oh, no, of course. I will tell you, no, we do have programs here for credit tiers A to D. So we honestly, rates are typically all over the board because of our wide range of programs that we have to offer for all these credit tiers. But from what you're telling me here, it sounds like, you know, you're well established and you're bringing in quite a bit of money in sales per year. So along with your credit being good, we should have no problem giving you, you know, some of our better terms, which are quite low, and it's actually a fixed income there, or a fixed rate, so usually starts around the mid-single digits or a little bit higher, like you're asking for, but it's really hard to give you an exact number. But let me ask you this.
No, I just want to know, you know, a lot of people like you, Colin, they want to do it at 20 to 33%, and we don't need credit lines that bad. We have plenty of capital.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we work with people like you all the time who are actually repeat customers because we're able to give them such good rates. The
right,
neat
exactly.
thing about
so
us.
My other question is this would be something that we'd want to do like mid-December. You know,
mid-December?
January.
Okay.
Or you know, something like that before we bring in stuff like that. So, you know, is this an offer that only lasts now, or is this an offer that lasts for the next, you know, 8 months?
Okay, yeah, it really depends there. I don't have too clear of an answer for you, just because I'm not sure how long the pre-approval does last. But normally how it does work is for our capital program. Once we get you an approval for most of our programs, don't quote me because some of them do vary, but for, you know, I'd say a little bit over half, we have a 90-day period to where you can accept or decline the offer we get you approved for.
And then what information do you require?
Okay, yeah, simple. It's just for the working capital, we just require the one-page application, short, sweet, and simple. Nothing too much, just kind of basic information on your business and whatnot.
Just a normal credit app, like if I say I just bought, you know, three new pieces of equipment. I just bought like three new Bobcats, so they just had me do like a one-page application. Is that pretty much the same thing?
Pretty, very similar. I don't know what theirs looks like, but I'm sure it can't get too much
usually,
different from what we have here.
For our name, our ITIN number, our how long we've been in business, you know, who the president is of the company, and you know, if we're S corp or regular corp or
yep.
LLC, and then it asks for a couple references. And the address of the business, and that's it.
Yep, that's basically what it is. And on top of that, we do also ask for 6 months of your most recent bank statements, just since we are basing it off of your sales. We do want to see how much money you are bringing in, just to verify that, because
it's... Bank statements or credit card statements, like as far as like what we swipe.
Well, if you also do credit cards, we would ask for 4 months of those most recent merchant statements, just to see. That's if most of your transactions are through credit card, then we would ask for that. But
all our credit cards go into our bank account. So.
Okay, see, then that's why we would just kind of start with those 6 months of your most recent banks, because we're able to take a look at, you know, like you said, the credit card statements from there, and then also the money you're bringing in. Since it's not too much on credit, this program here, we kind of want to verify you do have enough cash to, you know, cash flow the note if something were to happen. And then lastly, just your most recent tax return.
Right.
And then just
yeah, we
those.
We turn quite a bit of money, you know. It's not a lot of profit, but we turn quite a bit. And, you know, when a company's growing, you know, it costs money to grow. So.
Okay, so you said you pulled in around $3 to $5 million last year. You looking like you might be the same? Last few years, you looking like you're on track to do the same or beat it this
yes.
year? Okay.
Yes.
So you're looking possibly around December, January for. Around maybe.
Do you want to email me your information?
Yeah, I definitely can. What's a good email for me to shoot you over some info?
mrray1979@yahoo.com.
And then the first part again, sorry, that was MR.
RAY.
RAY. Alrighty. I will shoot over a quick note to that and, it'll kind of just be the short list of docs we might need and the application. But, you know, I know you are looking at this in the near future or so. But just to get you some hard numbers to tell you what we might be able to do and, you know, try to build a good relationship here with you, we could get you that app going and get your file all processed. And with some of our programs, like I mentioned, they are good for around 3 months. So if you wanted to get that process started here soon or whenever you did, I'd be more than happy to help you out there. And so how long have you possibly been considering this loan here?
About the last 10 minutes that you've been talking to me.
Okay. Well, cost you in a good time then. And
so, yeah, I gotta go into an appointment, but I just needed you to send me over your information. That way I can contact you back.
Okay. Wouldn't it be a good time to follow up with you?
Give me about a week.
About a week? All right.
I got to take off out of state for a week, so.
Okay, is this time work pretty well for you right now, or is there a better time?
No, this time is fine.
This time is fine. All righty. Well, I will be in touch with you, and I know you're not looking right now, so are we going to hold off on getting the application back for a while then?
Yeah, I mean, things change every day, so, you know, we just got to see what happens.
Alrighty. Well, I will definitely be in contact with you and enjoy your trip out of state there.
Alright, thank you.
Yep, have a good one, Ray.